After many years of searching, which took an untold number of hours yesterday, I have finally chose... For crying out loud. That's probably supposed to be chosen, but you know what? You didn't give me a proper script, so I'm just gonna read it as is, and if it's wrong, well, then you're just gonna have to delay it because this is your fault. Have the court jester send in Lulabelle! Oh wait, is that Lulabelle? Have the court jester send in Lulabelle! And now the wedding event will take place before the entire audience of the court. Behold, the mouse radiant.
Very good. You only want to give your mouth an asshole to them. You are very...
Honey, the waiting room is full of people. It's full of people. No, honey, that was different. It was a rescue operation. I'm sure lots of bats have to use their tongue to pull lots. God, that's a tongue twister, literally.
But I digress. Just let me get off this thing and have a sit. Insert obligatory crunching sound here.
Okay, I am reading the script of the esteemed Officer Pierce number 4 as the character Eddie.
It's sneaky little weasel, you like the dwarf, you little faggot, oh yeah. You like it when Daddy Weasel talks to you like that, you little faggot? Yeah, why don't you bend over and show me that little cute little boy pussy so I can stick my fat cock in it. Oh yeah.
That was just for you, buddy. You can fap to that if you want, but if you do, tell me about it, so.
Funny! I was thinking
that was exactly what being a predator.
Yeah? I think I should. Hold on. Man, this place smells like old people. Ah, this will do nicely.
Kitty, be quiet. Daddy's doing porn. Hush, kitties. No, kitties. Kitties, come here. Come here. Come to Daddy. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come to Daddy. Come here.
You just want some cuddles, huh? You need some
Daddy cuddles. Come here, kitty. Yes, that's my kitten. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know yet. We make sure not to let our merchandise...
Soon the beautiful Ermine was dancing through the forest. They both blushed as they continued this clearly unnatural homosexual act right there before the trembling whites. They both blushed as they committed this clearly un... Cried a mouse as he furious.
Ooh, baby, where have you been? Where have you been all my life? I need some of that sweet, sweet Ermine ass.
Welcome to Furries Did It, a online radio show full of depravity and erotica, where all of our actors are fully dressed and do not have toys buried in any orifices. We promise. This is a re-record of a line that I did that was not to perfection, and it was not to perfection very specifically because the angry, growly, big bad boss of a dragon should not at any point stammer.
Whoa, nope. Restroom's closed. You get any closer and I'll squash you like a... Right.
All right. So, what is the favorite... Oh, shit. She'll come around.
I'm a little, wait, I'm not little. Oh crap, it's the wrong, oh boy, hold on. I got it somewhere here. Yeah, here we go. I got it. Butt Sex and Donuts, a poem by Duncan F. Otter.
And now we return to the adventures of Officer Pierce, a Clydesdale with far more cock than most of the brains in the rest of the precinct.
It isn't. Although I am a fan of...
Oh yeah! Fuck yeah! Oh, fuck!
Oh, sorry about that.
Hey, this is Buddy Tippett. The following recordings you're about to hear were a part of an audition where all the actors of Furry Did It had to try to do the voice of a male Nimbat. The reward for doing this would be to star in an upcoming audio drama where their character would get to have sex with Fidget herself. It ended up being fairly competitive. Hope you enjoy.
Ooh, Fidget, you're looking so sexy today.
Hi, I'm Zimby the Nimbat, and this is my impression. Or I could go a little more nasally. Hey, you, what do you think you're doing? I didn't order this pizza.
Hi, I'm Bert. Friends call me Bertrand. And, well, you're cute, whatever you are. Yeah, those are nice bat wings, even though you're not a bat, I guess. I can play the lute. Yeah, I like to jam out all the time with my friends.
Hey, Fidget. Hey. Yeah, come here. Come here. Yeah, bring your... bring those beautiful thighs over here. Yeah, come here. Come here. Yeah, I know we have wings, but your thighs are still nice. Okay. Okay. Stand right there. Well, yeah, float right there. Okay, fine. Semantics. All right. Ah, no, 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 no biting, no biting, no biting, no biting. Rude. I was just giving you a kiss. Don't need to bite me. Hey, no, 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 fire bad. Stop it.
Oh, I'm sure we could find something. How about you just lay down a little bit and we'll figure out where things go from there. I can definitely imagine where one thing's gonna go. No? Yes? Sounds good to me.
Gah! Oh, shoot. Papers everywhere. Darn it. Sorry. Let me help you get these. Oh, hold on a minute. You're Fidget, right? Aura's guardian? It's nice to see you again. We used to share that table in the dining hall when we were training. Oh, well, I'm sure you've forgotten all about it after that adventuring you've been up to. Hey, maybe we could catch up sometime soon, though? I know you've been busy trying to track down that pesky little straight razor, but I got assigned to this magic shovel recently. Long story. And I'm out in the field all the time now. I know Aura's wheel... or often met heroes from other stories in his journey. If we happen to meet like that, my wielder runs into yours, maybe we can take that chance to talk while they work?